Blog Talk Radio.
About a dream that dates back to 1930.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve
the glory
and the honor.
Family, how are y'all doing? I have a video I'm going to tell you all about a dream I had two nights ago. And so this is how the dream goes. I'll just get right to it. You know, I don't want to waste your time. In the dream, I was sleeping in my dream. And I wake up in my dream, and I'm looking out my window at my house. And I pick up my phone and I see all these news bulletins on my phone from YouTube and friends, people trying to tell me what was going on. And I go and I look at my phone and I start seeing that there is a major announcement by the United States government. And I see the president, but in this dream, it's President Trump again. And President Trump is holding a podium with the presidential seal on this podium. And he starts talking, and he has a blue suit on with a white shirt and a red tie. Again, just like he always has, usually wears, you know. But it was a really bright blue suit. But he was very somber in his face. And he said, my fellow Americans, basically, he says, I have an announcement to make. There's another virus, and he starts explaining to everybody that this virus is basically a new virus that is going to dwarf COVID that made COVID look like it was a wimpy virus compared to what this new virus is. The death ratio was skyrocketing even more higher than COVID did. This started in Europe, which was interesting. And he was making an announcement that we were going on lockdowns again. Instantaneously, I felt like, oh no, this is what I saw. You know, in my dream, I'm thinking this. This is what the Lord showed me. This is the virus that I've warned you all about. And here it is. Here it comes. And I was thinking, in the dream, I'm not prepared enough. I need to get more supplies. He was calling for a major lockdown. He was calling for no flights, international, coming in or going out. He was telling everybody that we were going on another lockdown, like an extended lockdown for 20-some days to stop spread because there were some cases in America that were here and it was up north, east, and that he was taking the precautions as to lock everything down because of what was happening overseas. And so people were perishing, like I told you all, and they were heavy set, they were obese people. I'm not sure, I just remember watching the news in the dream, and then when he made the announcement that we were going on lockdowns again in the dream, people panicked, and they were hitting the grocery stores, they were hitting the Walmart superstores, all of it, and they were wiping stuff out, like buying everything, you know, that they could get their hands on in the dream. Like, almost like people were in a panic because of what they had lived already. They were already knowing what was coming. So people were acting crazy in the grocery stores, not just about toilet paper this time. It was about everything, chips, whatever they could get their hands on, buying it and filling their buggies and whatever families were. It was that way for everything. And I remember in the dream, watching the news in the dream, which was, it was such a weird dream. With all the major news networks talking about this is a new virus, this is a new pandemic, and it dwarfs COVID. And they kept saying that in their speech. The death toll ratio is going to dwarf COVID. And basically that was the dream. But I just remember feeling uneasy in my dream because of what the Lord had showed me prophetically already prior to the dream, warning you all. And so it was very eerie. So I just wanted to come on and tell you all that. I wanted to, I know it's not that, you probably say, oh, it was just a dream. You know, I don't have dreams like that. I'm just telling you all, when the Lord talks to me, I know it. When I wake up and I remember things and he's speaking to me through that, it's like, here it is again. I'm warning you. And so, I just felt, I almost didn't even say anything about it, but I just felt like I should. You know, like I said, I'm a watchman. If you think this is pizza and you had some bad food that night, bad Chinese food or something, but the night before, which I don't eat that anyway, but you could take it and put it on a shelf or whatever. But I felt in my heart it was serious. It was serious enough to tell you all. And I thought it was cool because Trump was behind the pulpit. He was behind the podium talking. It wasn't Biden. And so that was interesting. And it was in the spring again. I could tell you this. I could see the leaves on the trees coming out again. And it was just like it was whenever they locked everything down with COVID in the spring. And they were doing it again. But like I said, this time it did not start in Asia. It started in Europe and England and all that area over there, France. It was already going on before. And so people were watching it. And then, like I said, he made the announcement. It looked like it was weeks prior, just like it was similar to COVID. But I thought it was interesting that there was no flights. no flights. He said he was locking down all air traffic. There was no flights. And I don't know, I even perceived that they were even locking down even state-to-state travel, that they were not allowing people to travel with airplane state-to-state, which I think that'd be over the top, but, you know, it's what I was seeing, that they were locking down airplanes, people in closed areas, because it was airborne virus. It was not by fluids, it was airborne. Like I said, I'm not coming on to try to scare y'all. I come on here to warn you, and you can take it and pray over it with me. And it's heavy, you know, because I've been feeling it, praying over things and interceding over what I've warned you about. And so I just want to pray for you all today. I don't, like I said, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to warn you. So let's just pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for every single warning you give us. You never want us to be caught off guard. You never want us to be in fear or worry or in torment. But Father, you're a good Father, and you warn us of what's to come. And I thank you, Father, that we are prepared, not just physically, not mentally, but Father, spiritually. That Father, that we know who we are in Christ. We take our authority. We take our rightful place seated next to you. And Father, we use that authority against all sickness, against all disease. You said in your word, Lord, that 1,000 should fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it would not come nigh us. Father, I thank you, Lord, that if this virus was to come about, and I pray it don't, but Father, if it was, that Father, that we have Psalms 91 and Psalms 23, that Father, that there, you've warned me several times that there was a storm coming. You warned me about this virus, like, I think the third time now you've talked to me about this, even in my dreams. I thank you, Father, that you protect us. I thank you, Lord, that our angels will bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. I thank you, Father, that we're doing what it takes to take care of our flesh, that we're getting the weight off, we're exercising, we're honoring our temples, that, Father, that we are physically fit, and we will live long and finish strong. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single one of us. And I thank you, Father, that you have our future. You know our future more than we know our past. And you have a plan for our lives. Father, I thank you said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And I thank you, Father, that we are prosperous in our spirit, soul, and body. Mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, we are sound. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that Trump would win instead of Joe Biden. I plead the blood of Jesus over our nation, that we'd have godly leadership if we were to go into something like this again, that we would have somebody in there with some sense, that we would have somebody in there leading this country that would have the knowing of how to help us, that, Father, they would do a better job than they did last time. Father, I thank you that... that we're not going to be afraid of whatever comes because we trust you. We confidently trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ, that he paid the price for us to walk in victory over sickness and disease, over death and over all, torment of fear, whatever. It doesn't matter. God, I know that you have a plan for our lives and you have a plan for these people on this YouTube channel. I bless them in the name of Jesus. I bless every single one of them. I bless their marriages. I bless their children. I bless their houses. And I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are our Father. And we love you, God, and we know you love us. And we say, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I hope, like I said, I hope this blessed you today. I just felt like you should know. Well, I appreciate if you could like my video and to help us with the algorithm. Comment down below if you've had dreams about a new virus, if you've seen something coming, if the Lord's warned you about something that was more deadly than COVID was. I ask you to be polite in the comment section though. Don't be rude. But let's just be friends here. Let's all get along, okay? I appreciate all y'all's support. God bless you guys. We'll put a smile on your face. And God bless you all. I'm going to say guys because they're going to say, yo, well, you forget the ladies. I don't mean to. Sorry. Put a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Jesus loves you so much, and we love you, and we will see you next time. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Hear me, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just like to know if I'm in. I'm online. Brother Albie and Lisa. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. Okay, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the living God. Sounds good. Praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Great video, my brothers and sisters, from Brother Brandon that we were listening. Hallelujah. The Lord lets his people know what is coming, what we're being saying. Confirmation of what Elby's been saying, Brother Elby. But the dream that I had and my daughter Olivia too. So there's the new virus that is coming. It's very close. And the Lord wants us to get ready and prepare. That's why we're been letting you guys know to get food, supplies, everything that you need. Hallelujah. So that when that day comes, the announcement has been said. That we don't have to go to the grocery stores. We don't have to go to the stores. There's going to be chaos. It's going to be crazy out there. Therefore, that's why the Lord warned his people through his prophets and also through his children. Hallelujah. The Lord's not going to do anything unless if he tells his people, warn his people first. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the Lord's hour, my brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. May God bless you abundantly. Everyone who is on the cell phones that are going to be coming in the chat room, those that are on the cell phones, God bless you. Hallelujah. And those that are going to be listening in the archives, may God bless you too. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, today's message, praise God. Today's message, we're going to be talking a little bit of everything. It's about the rapture and about the great tribulation. But God, hallelujah, Jesus gives us hope that the only way to go to heaven and to be taken in the rapture, hallelujah, Jesus is the way. Amen. He is the way to go to heaven. He is the way to make it to the rapture. Hallelujah, because you do not want to be left behind. You don't want to be in the great tribulation. Praise God. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for giving this message. I thank you, Lord, for letting us know and to warn your people about what is ahead, what is coming, about some events also that are going to happen. Thank you for letting us know about everything that now we're finding out through your servants, your prophets, through your people, that you let your people know. Thank you, Jesus, so much. You care for us. And now we, it's our responsibility to get ready and prepare, Lord, also for your coming. That is most, the most important thing, Lord. It's your coming. We've got to be prepared and ready for your coming. It's staying, hallelujah, at all times on guards, and it's staying in righteousness for the King to come back, hallelujah, and to take us home. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, the church of my portation, Heavenly Father, Holy Father, I pray that you will send archangels from your holy throne to fight on our behalf, every listener to be covered by the blood of Jesus and our families, protect our families, Lord, all of us with the blood of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, take charge of our protection. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Fire and power all over this place. Fire and power all over this place. And burn every evil spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up and down. Bind them all and break the powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' mighty name. Clear the air, Lord Jesus, the atmosphere. Every demon that is hitting, I order them to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind them all in Jesus' name, break their powers by the blood of Jesus, and send them all to the pit of hell. And may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan, you and your demons. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for being here, Lord. You're welcome here, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's hour. This is your station. This is your radio, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, because through this program, Lord Jesus, you have brought many, many, many souls to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing that. We still pray, Lord God Almighty, that you continue, Lord, to bring your people to you, Lord God Almighty, and deliver the people from Satan's hands, Lord. Deliver your people, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because time is running out. Time is running out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is calling for his people. We got to be ready at all times. At all times. Thank you, Jesus. And remember that Jesus is the only way. Jesus tells us in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Father God, I pray that you, hallelujah, would use me, Lord Jesus. I'm just a servant, Lord Jesus, that you can use however you please, Lord. Hallelujah. Ministry to your people tonight, Lord Jesus. Ministry to your people tonight, Holy Spirit. And to you be the glory and the honor, Jesus, hallelujah. To you be the honor and the glory forever and ever, Lord God Almighty. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God Almighty. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Jesus, for all these years, Lord, that you have been warning us and warning us, Lord Jesus, to stay, Lord, rapture ready and to stay prepared for what is coming. Thank you, Jesus, because you're good, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9. Hallelujah. And if we confess, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10, verse 9. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. John 3:16. And then God, hallelujah, tells us, John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. So that's why we have to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. So the wrath of God will not come to you. You gotta, you know, you have to give your life to Jesus. If you would like to have eternal life, give your life to Jesus. My goodness, time is running out. Can't you see, friends that are listening? A couple months ago, people were just seeing, I believe in Miami, UFO showing and some other things. They keep on showing this on the news now. People are just seeing this now like a normal thing. Then we have the eclipse coming up in April. Then asteroids are getting closer to Earth. Like, what's going on, you know? We got changes of temperatures right here in Chicago. It's either cold or hot, cold or hot. And we're just seeing all this all over the many things has been changing. You know, they have changed. I believe last year there was a place in Iran that it only happened for one day that temperature went up to 150 Fahrenheit, 150 great Fahrenheit. Think about that. That's hot. You can cook food outside with that kind of a weather. And it's just increasing. Every year, the temperatures are just changing. We're seeing what is happening, you know, and this is just, it's happening little by little. And then people are just saying, oh, you know, this happened this year. Oh, no, there have not been any change. Oh, no. Or some people say, oh, no, yeah, there have been some changes. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is getting closer every day. We're seeing the signs all over the place. We're seeing earthquakes, frequently earthquakes, you know, in so many different places on earth. Now we got close to the Third World War. We're getting threats about nuclear bombs. Jesus is more closer than ever. Israel right now is fighting alone. The only, hallelujah, people that are with Israel is the church. So we have to pray for Israel. My brothers and sisters, keep that in mind. We have to continue to pray for Israel. Cry out, hallelujah, for Israel, for the people of Israel. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, God is going to be with Israel. God is with Israel. We have to continue to pray for Israel. I was letting you know, remember, last messages to read Psalms 91 and read Psalms 23, because the Lord put that in my heart to let you know that because of the things that are coming, my brothers and sisters. We have to, there's a storm coming, the virus. So prepare, you know, to get food, supplies, water. Get physically fit, okay? You need to get physically fit because the virus that they're inventing that is going to be created by men again, which is an evil plan, my brothers and sisters. It's going to attack people that are overweight and people that are obese. So that's why I kept on saying this, the couple messages that I have said. The Lord put this, hallelujah, in my heart to let you know this. And I know it is hard. I know it is difficult, but it's not impossible, okay? It's not impossible to lose weight. Do Daniel fasting. Do some fasting, and that's going to actually help you to drop those extra pounds that you have. They're thinking that to make this virus for, you know, to get rid of the overweight people. And And I'll think about it too. I mean, people, their immune system is very weak or very low. I mean, we got to pray. We have to pray. Because who knows? Who knows how is it going to be? But it's going to be really bad. I remember when my daughter had that dream that she was saying that she, you know, the Lord took her to see these people making this virus in the lab. And then when the virus came out, it's horrible. It's not going to be good. It's going to be bad. We got to pray for this. And we got to pray for, you know, financially too. We have to pray that God, you know, will provide so we can buy what we need to buy, things that we need to get ready and prepare. And thank God, you know, that Brandon was saying in the video, praise the Lord that Trump will win. And I hope and pray that will be the case, my brothers and sisters, because then if that happens, then, you know, he's going to be leading the country and to do a better job than the other people that have done, you know what I mean, you know, not such a good thing that they have done. But we have to trust the Lord. We got to trust the Lord. Remember, our trust has to be in the Lord. And however, whatever the Lord wants, whatever he pleases. And so what we need to do is anoint your homes. I've been letting you know this. Anoint your homes. Anoint your put oil and pray about it. You know, the blood of Jesus all over your house. And put some oil on the doors and the windows and say, Holy Spirit, you know, put a fence of fire around this house and cover your home with the blood of Jesus. Cover your home, hallelujah, your family with the blood of Jesus, you know, and everyone that you love or friends or family that you have, you got to pray over them. Pray for your family because, hallelujah, because what is coming, it's not good, but the Lord is going to protect us, my brothers and sisters. Friends that are listening, come to Jesus, give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord will protect you for what is coming. Hallelujah. So whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God remains on him. John 3, verse 36. John 1, 14, and the Word became flesh. The word became flesh and dwell among us. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. And we have seen his glory as for the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the living God. John 1:14. And then John 3:18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1, verse 1. John 8:24, I told you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he who will die in your sins, believe in him, hallelujah, and he will forgive you. He will cleanse you with his mighty, hallelujah, and holy blood, Jesus Christ. Because for unless you believe in him, he says that he is, hallelujah, the Son of God, hallelujah, you will live. But for unless you believe that I am, he will die in your sins. Read again, John 8:24. I told you that you will die in your sins. Okay, we don't want to die with our sins. We gotta ask Jesus to forgive us. And the way how you do it, friends that are listening, I repent, Jesus. Please forgive me for all of my sins. I give my life to you, Jesus, and I believe that you're the Son of God. Please, Jesus, would you write my name in the book of life? I give my life to you. Forgive me for my sins, Lord. I repent and help me so and read the Word of God because the Word of God will instruct you and the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, will come to you. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll lead you. For unless you believe that I am he who will die in your sins. Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only through God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Hallelujah. John 17, verse 3, and John 5, verse 23, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. See, that's why it is important, friends, that you come to the Lord Jesus, that you honor the Son. By you honoring the Son, hallelujah, you honor the Father. Hallelujah, Father, Father God, amen. John 3, verse 3, Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God in eternal life. Hallelujah. And his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God in eternal life. Praise God. That's in 1 John 5:20. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. John 8:58. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first. And I am the last. Besides me, there's no God. Isaiah 9, verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Praise the Lord. Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. Romans 3, 23. And that's why we have to repent every day. Because we sin every day. And we say, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. I repent, Lord. Cleanse me. Wash my sins, Lord, with your mighty holy blood. And keep me, hallelujah, clean, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus, from all unrighteousness, Lord. It's very important to do that every day. John 20, 28. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Praise the living God. This is one of my favorite verses, John 6, verse 35, because he is the bread of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, and he is the fountain of life. You will never be thirst again. Hallelujah. That's why when you give your life to Jesus, you're complete. You feel that nothing, you don't need anything else because he fills you up. Hallelujah. You don't need somebody else to occupy that space in you because you got Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, then you feel like something is missing. Friends that are listening, something is missing. Like I feel, you know, you might feel there's no peace in you. You feel that there's no joy. You know, you feel that there's no hope to live. You know, you feel tired. You feel weak. You feel very stressful. You feel with depression. You know, you feel depressed. You feel with anxiety. You feel you know, there's so many things, so many negative things that people feel when they don't have Jesus with them in their heart. They feel depressed. Where is their peace? Where is their joy? See, when we accept Jesus Christ as our own Savior, peace comes to us. Hallelujah. You know, we feel that peace. We feel that joy. And yes, I'm not going to say to you that you're not going to have your upside down, but that's why you have Jesus that will help you through the test, through the trials. But what happens if you don't have Jesus and you under a trial? It's going to be 20, 30,000 times, you know, worse. That's why it is important to have the Lord in your life so he can help you, you know, pass that trial that you're going through. Whatever the problem or situation you're going through, you give it to the Lord and say, Lord, I have this problem. Lord, I'm going through this. Lord, this is what's going on with my marriage. Lord, what's happening with my children? Lord, I give my life to you. Please fix my life. Fix what it needs to be unfixed. And the Lord is going to help you. Hallelujah. And he's going to give you strength. He's going to give you that peace that you need. He's in the middle of the storm. You're going to have joy. And that's what we have for having Jesus. Hallelujah. That is what we have. So we're going to talk now about the rapture. The rapture, with everything that's going on right now, hallelujah, we got to be on guard every day. Only Father knows the day and the hour. But we have to think like if the rapture is going to happen today or tomorrow. Every day, we cannot lose our guards. Therefore, how we can be prepared for the rapture, staying in repentance, staying in, hallelujah, in righteousness. Be holy, says the Lord, because I am holy, if you want to see the face of God, because God is holy. Hallelujah. Stay in prayer, you know, stay in fasting, staying away from sin, walk away from sin and give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. So here's a scripture about the rapture for the friends that are listening. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. So let me explain what this is. Friends that are listening, I know my brothers and sisters, they know. So when you give your life to Jesus, okay, you give your life to Jesus, and your name is written in the book of life, amen, and you read the Bible, and you ask for forgiveness for your sins, and you repent, right, every day, and you try to stay, you know, you try to stay, why do I say we try to stay right with God? Because we're humans, and God never fails, but we do fail, okay? So we stay right with God, we pray, and you stay away from going to the clubs. Friends that are listening, you stay away from smoking, from drinking, from pornography, from you staying away from adultery, you staying away from fornication, you staying away from lust, and you staying away from, you know, stealing, gossiping, anything that goes against God, anything that God does not like, that God is not going to be pleased. That's why God says, be holy because I'm holy. You stay away from all those earthly things and fleshly things, you know, because those are things in the, that are in the flesh. And you run away from it, okay? You don't want to practice that anymore, friends that are listening. Okay, you want to stay away from that, and you want to, I want to speak in a way that you will understand that you want to stay clean, right? So how do you clean through the blood of Jesus? Okay, how am I going to get close to Jesus? By praying and talking to him. You prayed and talked to him, and you say, Jesus, I am here. I repent from all my sins. Please forgive me, Lord. If you have read the Word of God, if somebody have let you know anything about Jesus, they have let me know about you. I don't know, but please, can you please, you know, reveal yourself to me, talk to me, and I am here. I repent. However you want to say it, be yourself. Be respectful, honor Jesus, and say, forgive me. I repent. Cleanse me from all my sins. And Jesus, hallelujah, we have a good God. He is good, that he is going to forgive you. He's going to cleanse you. It doesn't matter what you have done. God is going to erase everything that you have done and just not think about it and put it away. He will forgive you right there at that moment. He will wash away your sins with his holy and precious blood that he shed one time for you many, many years ago, that he gave his life for you. So then at this moment, you will be coming to him. He's been knocking at your door every day. He's been there, but you just don't, you have ignored him in many other places or with people that have let you know and spoke to you and talked to you about Jesus, but you have, you know, ignored him. So this is the time not to ignore him anymore. Look around you, friend, what is happening, okay? We're close to Third World War. They're being tracked by nuclear bombs, okay? Earthquakes all over the place. Yeah, earthquakes, you can say that has been happening. Yeah, but not so frequently. Right now, it's just every year we have an earthquake someplace. And then the virus, when COVID happened, the world changed, have not been the same, right? People want things to go back the way how they were before and to go back to normal. But it's, until this day, it's not happening. And the world is getting ready for a new world order, for a new religion. Why do you think that the banks, they got rid of all those people? One currency change. They are just thinking just to use, and that's another thing that I'm going to talk more ahead of it. So they are just preparing this world. They're preparing this world for the Antichrist, for the new system. And they're going to chip a lot of people. Okay? That tells us in Revelation, friends that are listening, Revelation 13, 11, 18, that it says, then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It exercised all the authority of the first beast, on its behalf. It made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound have been healed, and it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. Because of the signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth. It deceived, listen well, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth. So this dragon is going, which is going to be a man possessed by the enemy. It will deceive the inhabitants of the earth, which is going to be the Antichrist, friends that are listening, in order them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast of the number of its name. This is called for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, the number of a man. That number is 666, three sixes. Friends that are listening, and brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have seen, but already in China and Europe and some other places, they're already scanning. There's some people scanning with their right hand already in the grocery store. They just go there, shop, they put a chip inside of their hands, and they scan. And that's exactly what it's going to be for the in the left behind that is called, the Bible calls it, the Great Tribulation. So the rapture, friends, for friends that are don't understand this, the rapture will happen before the Great Tribulation. Jesus is going to come to take his people to heaven, to his home. He's coming to get his people home, and those are going to be the elect. Those are going to be the bride of Jesus, okay? Those are his people, and it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. And God is going to rapture us. He's going to take us home. And then when the rapture happens and he takes us home, my brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, earth is going to be hell on earth. Just like that. There's no other words to describe. Okay? It's going to be catastrophe. It's going to be chaos. Now listen to what it says on Matthew 24:29-31, friend. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven. Whew, that's a big one. Now listen well. And the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. And then all the tribes of earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And Revelation 1:7 says, behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierce him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of a command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. All those people that are dead, that are underground, they are going, what it says here, and the dead in Christ will rise first. They're going to rise first, and then we that were alive, we're going to meet all of us together and on the clouds to meet the Lord, in the air to meet the Lord. So that's what the Bible says. And if the Bible says it, the Bible says it, it is written, it's true. Now think about it. Many things that the God, hallelujah, have said, have stated in the Word of God have come to pass, friend. If you read, when you read the Word of God, your eyes are going to be open. You're going to say, wow, finally I'm free. I couldn't understand what was going on, and now I do understand. Because God is going to speak to you through his Word. Excuse me, I'm drinking water. He's going to speak to you through his Word. Because the Bible, it is the Word of God. Praise the Lord for his Word. And that's another thing. Memorize memorize biblical verses, and keep your Bible with you. Because when the tribulation happens, they're going to go after the Bibles. They're going to go after you. They're going to get rid of the Bibles. They're going to persecute you. They're going to run. They're going to go in to get you. And some Christians, unfortunately, it's going to happen. Some Christians are going to be left behind because I don't want to give details. But whatever reason, whatever they were doing, they're going to be left behind. Okay, now for friends to understand this, so why is it that Christians are going to be left behind? This is for the friends, for the people that are listening. Why Christians are going to be left behind? The Lord says not everyone who says the Lord, Lord, Lord will enter, or Jesus will enter into his kingdom. Why? Because some Christians, friends, It's sad to say this, but some Christians, they still in the world. They still go and practice and still do things of the world. They still go and, you know, they still go to the club. They still smoke. They still drink. They still fornicate. They still commit adultery. They still do this. They still do that. They until this day, you know, they still, they're doing, they're stealing, profanity, they are lost, they have lost, they have, there's so many things that can make the people being left behind. If there's so many things that they have practiced or that they're doing that only God knows in you, I am nobody here to judge or point fingers. You know why? Because I'm not a sinner. So all what we need to do is repent and just stay in righteousness and stay away from those things. If you stay away from those things, also you have to forgive. You have to forgive. You might say, yeah, well, I'm doing all those things. What if your lack of forgiveness? Remember, God cannot hear your prayers if you cannot forgive your brother or your sister. It could be your brother in blood, your sister in blood, or it could be your brother and sister in Christ, or it could be a friend. You don't understand. They hurt me so much. Okay. But look what they did to Jesus. Just think about it, what they did to the Lord at the cross. They crucified him. They nailed him. He was there suffering till death. And that was for us. And God forgave us. Doesn't matter. I've been hurt from people too. And I have to forgive them. I have to forgive. And you have to move on. And you have to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, God cannot forgive your sins either. So therefore, it's very important. Okay, so now friends, for you to understand now why some Christians are going to be left behind, because the Bible tells us the things that we're supposed to do and things that we're not supposed to do. Okay, and if we, as the Christians, are doing things that are not supposed to do, things that the Bible is letting us know not to do, which I have mentioned, then those people are going to be left behind, unfortunately. God does not want anyone to perish. He wants all of us to go with him. But God is a righteousness and righteous God. He cannot bring people that are acting those ways, you know, doing those things, the things that the Bible tells us not to do, like stealing, you know, committing all those sins, or lying, or adultery, or fornication, or lust, or pornography, or just, you know, ugly things. How can God bring these people to heaven? Heaven is a clean place. It is, hallelujah, righteousness. It's clean. God, you know, God cannot, that's why God sent Jesus for us, hallelujah, so Jesus can forgive us for our sins, so for us to make it to heaven. Without Jesus, we cannot enter. We cannot go to heaven without Jesus. we, hallelujah, we stay in holiness, practicing holiness, practicing righteousness, practicing reading the Word of God, practicing speaking positive, practicing, hallelujah, on fasting, and having a communication with the Lord Jesus, seeking Jesus, hallelujah, have a relationship with the Lord. Because some of those Christians, they don't have a relationship, some of those people, they don't have a relationship with the Lord. They have a relationship with the world, and they have a relationship with their friends. They have a relationship like that. That's why the Lord's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, because I never knew you. Because God will not say that if someone is having a relationship, hallelujah, with the Lord. You know, God is not going to say that because that person is having that relationship with him. He's talking to him. He's praying. He's fasting. He's reading the Word, and he's staying away from the things that God doesn't want you to do. That's a relationship there. That's a sacrifice that you're doing too, to stay in holiness. And it's part of the obedience. So those are the people that are going to be elect. That even though they have been persecuted by their families, they're being persecuted at work, they're being mocked and laughed from other people, but they still continue to love God. They continue to give the Word. They continue to do it no matter what. No matter what, they have gone through tests and trials, and they have said, glory be the Lord. Glory to God. I praise you, Lord. It hurts, but that's okay. You're teaching me. You're showing me. You're showing me, Lord, the things that are not pleasing you. Remove them from me, Lord. Cleanse me, Jesus. And so doing that, hallelujah, friends that are listening, God is happy. Okay. Now, we got two choices, though. Either you want that, you want Jesus, and you want to stay in righteousness, you can make it to heaven. Or you choose Satan, which that will not be the smart choice. And Satan, what gives you is easy. Body, clubs, women, men, sex, pornography. A man going with another woman and another woman and another one and another one and another one and vice versa. Women's the same thing. And they don't care anymore. They don't have feelings anymore. You know, they continue to doing that. They continue to hurt people. They continue to have, they don't care about stealing. They don't care about lying. They don't care about saying, you know, bad things to other people. And that's an easy way, right? It's like the people in the world, they don't persecute them, they don't come against them. It's an easy way out, and Satan loves that. He likes that because he knows that person, when that person dies, is going to go to hell. And I have to say it like this because I have to be truthful to you. I have to tell you the truth. That's how it is. So there's heaven and there's hell. So you choose. You here on earth, you choose what you want. Because God is very polite and he respects your choice. God will not force you to do something if you don't want to. But Satan will force you. He will force you on what? You know, he wants to, because he's a controlling creature, and he will force you. He will make you do those things, you know, like also drugs and many other things that are ugly, that are bad, right? And that's the way to perdition. That's the way to go to hell, if you practice those things and if you continue to do those things. The Bible talks about hell. Type in, go on Google, type in biblical verses about hell. It's going to give you many of them. And we got to be, that's why we got to be careful. Hallelujah. We have to be careful. Here we go. I'm going to read them to you. Hell. Here's some biblical verses about hell. Friends that are listening. Revelation 21, verse 8. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. That's hell. That's hell. God gives us a choice. Either you choose that ugly place, or you choose life. Or you choose death, or you choose life. Death is hell. Life is Jesus. And Jesus will forgive you if you have practiced his sins. Friends, if you have practiced and you're practicing these sins, God will forgive you if you give your life to Jesus. And at this moment you say, I am so sorry, Lord. I'm doing these things. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to point fingers because I'm nobody here. Okay? Who's going to judge you is going to be God. But I'm reading and I'm warning you that there's heaven and that there's hell because the Bible says that so. It is written in the Word of God, Matthew 10:28, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Oh, but why, if God is, some people have said to me, if God is a God of love, how can he send his people to hell if he is a God of God of love? Did not make hell for you. He made hell for the demons. And for Satan. He didn't make it for you. He created you for you to be his friend and to be his son or to be your daughter. Because God, yes, God is God of love. But he gives you a choice. You have to make that choice. If you practice those things, you cannot go to heaven practicing detestable things, murdering, sexual immorality, sorcery, idolatry. If God takes you like that, he will not be a righteous God, and he will not be a holy God. But God is holy, therefore, he cannot have this past. He cannot have this kind of a sins in heaven, because heaven is a place of holiness. It's where God remains and the obedient people and all these people that were willing to do the obedience and were willing to do the sacrifice and were willing persecuted on earth like no ever for Jesus. So God gives us a choice for us to pick here on earth. We decide where to go. We decide either to make it to heaven or we decide to go to hell. Okay? Matthew 25:46, and this will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. You see, only the righteous will go into eternal life. Now, don't get sad. Don't get depressed thinking, I'm doing all these things. Give your life to Jesus tonight. And the Lord will forgive you and he will write your name in the book of life because that's the God we got. God is a merciful God and God is a good God because God does not want you to go to that place. Satan wants you to go to that place. That's why he keeps on pulling you and making you do these things because you know what? Satan is already condemned and his demons too. So He, because they already condemned, okay, they want us, the creation of God, to also go along with them, if we allow them. But we have to be wise. We're not going to allow them. And see, that's the sacrifice. It's a battle of evil and good, friend. It's a battle between even good and evil. You have to fight. You have to be a strong warrior. You have to say, no, enough with these things. I'm not doing these things anymore. I'm a warrior. I'm a conqueror. I am going to make it. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to stop doing these things. I'm going to stop practicing these things because I want to make it to heaven, and I want to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people have even said to me, and this is a deep question, they have said to me, but why did God make hell? If he knew the future, why did he make hell and send those demons here on earth? And why did he make us humans on earth knowing that some of those humans were not going to make it, that they were going to go to hell? Those are deep questions. They have asked me those questions. And I say, well, God didn't make hell for us. He made hell for them. But why did he didn't find the person as me? Why he didn't find another planet for the Satan and demons to go there? Why here on earth? Don't ask such a deep questions. And with all your respect, don't ask also things that are mysteries and unknown. We, hallelujah, we have a choice, and we have to have that faith choice, and gives us the Holy Bible, which is the Word of God, for us, hallelujah, to read it and to know. Who knows? God knows why he did what he did. Satan was thrown from heaven along with the third angels that didn't want to obey God. There was a battle. There was a battle. Do you know that, friend? In heaven, many, 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 I don't know if I can say years or millions or billions of years, the Satan wanted it to be God. He wanted it to be God. After what God gave him, that he was, his name was Lucifer, and God gave him, he was an archangel, and he also played music. See, that's why we got all this, on earth, all these clubs and all that stuff and all that music. Why do you think that people like it? Because he was part of that music, but he does it in an evil way. That's, his music is all about sex and drugs and some other things. Evil, right? So they fought. They fought in heaven. And God, because God cannot have his heart, Satan's heart got so proud. I'm trying to explain this in a better way. And God cannot have that in his kingdom. Okay? So he got thrown. He got thrown from heaven to here along with his third part of his angels. Now, gave us earth to us, to humans, friends that are listening, Adam and Eve. But who gave power to the enemy back then in those years? Who gave that power to the enemy? Satan went and deceived Eve, and Satan went and deceived them, Adam and Eve. By deceiving them and men falling for that deception, automatically it was giving to the enemy that power of the, earth. It was taken away. That's why it is important for you to read the Bible, because you will know those mysteries and you will understand what happens, because it has been some people that have asked me those deep questions. And think about it. God gave the whole earth to these two humans. Earth, if you read the Bible from Genesis, it explains how beautiful it was. It was a garden. It was like a paradise. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. Men didn't have to work. God gave the capacity for him to name the animals with different names. Eve, she was going to give birth with no pain. But Satan came and deceived them because Satan was here, right, on earth, and deceived them. If they would have never fallen for his lies, it would have been a different story. It would have been a different world, okay? But they fall for it. And so automatically, because they fall, Satan is like, ha, 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 I got them. So I got the keys now. I got the power now. Ooh, I got them. This now earth belongs to me. And so that's why Jesus came. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. That's why Jesus came to take his key away and to say, no, now I have come here and I have given my life for my children's. And Jesus died for you and me so that he can take that key and that power back. Hallelujah to him, because all his power belongs to Jesus. And he created Earth, and he created human Adam and Eve. And so Satan, he was so angry. He was so angry that that's why when Jesus was at the cross, he put every person, every human there, and soldiers just to hit the Lord really hard. And his plan were destroyed because he was thinking, okay, I'm going to kill him, and when he dies, he dies. But actually, it was actually the opposite. Because when Jesus died, hallelujah, all the power was given to Jesus. Praise the living God for Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Because he paid his price. See, friend, he paid that price for you and for me so we can be in paradise with him. And he's calling you for you to come to him. He is the only way to heaven. Don't be deceived by the enemy that you are, that you have heard other religions. Remember, God did not make religion. All these religions were made by man. God and his word, the word of God is the truth for you to read it. Hallelujah. Jesus is not a religion. Jesus is, hallelujah, the Son of God, that he is the only way for you to make it in the rapture and for you to go to heaven. You want to go to the rapture before all this chaos happens? Then give your life to Jesus tonight. Jesus says in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Listen very well, friend. And if you don't have a Bible right now, type in Google biblical verses about, Jesus being the only way. I'll give you many of them. Hallelujah. So God is good. And therefore, that's why he's coming again. And he's coming to take his people, those that love him, those that had a relationship with him, those that they made a sacrifice, hallelujah, to stay in holiness and in righteousness, and they obey the Lord. And what the Bible tells us, what the Bible tells us to just, stay in righteousness and to practice the things that are in righteousness and holiness, for those he's coming, not for those that are in the world. He's coming for those, hallelujah, that no matter what happened, but they stood there firm for the Lord. Because the Lord also wants to know if we're faithful to him and if we love him too. And loving God is not only saying, I love you, Lord. It's action, friends. Loving God is reading the word. That's an action. Loving God is having a relationship with Jesus. That's loving God. Loving God is staying away from the thing, from those sins, from all those things that the Bible talks about that we do need to stay away. We got to stay away from murdering, from sexual immoral, sorceries. We got to stay away from idolaters. We got to stay away from lying. We got to stay away from saying bad words. We got to stay away, hallelujah, for all those things, from smoking, from, you know, from alcohol, from pornography, from homosexuality. The Bible says in Jude 1:7, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulge in sexual immorality, and pursue natural desires, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. So it is serious. So God is good and God is a God of love, but also he is a consuming fire and he's a God of wrath too. So we need to be careful. We have to be aware of those things. Amen. Excuse me. That's why the Bible tells us that if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life a cripple than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. Now, friends are probably not understanding exactly what this verse says, but if you give your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to help you, and it's going to make you understand what this is. I'm just going to give you one example, okay? And if your hand causes you to sin, what is your hand causing you to sin? What is your hand making you sin? Are you stealing with that hand? Are you doing sexual immorality with that hand? So to cut it off means you can have to stop and you have to tell that hand, stop it, no more. And fast and pray. Fasting meaning that you go alone in secret in one room. And if you would like to drink, you would like to drink just water or just or vegetables, you know, to do that sacrifice, you know, for the Lord. So then you can stop that sin and you ask God to deliver you. God, Lord, have mercy on me. I don't want to do this anymore. My hand is causing me to sin and I don't want that, Lord. I don't. I'm sorry, Lord. I repent. And God will deliver you from that. God will cut that off, that chain that it got your hand. It's gonna cut that off, and you're gonna be free. Hallelujah. So it is better for you, hallelujah, to enter life than with two hands to go to hell, to unquenchable fire. Along the same thing with your eye. If your eye is causing you to sin, if your legs or your feet are causing you to sin, what is it that your body is doing that is causing you to sin? You have to go into prayer and to fasting for God to deliver you from that. And that is all, this is for all of us, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, for all of us. If you want to make it, hallelujah, to the rapture, you have to start like this. Hallelujah. But friends that are listening, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. See, when you do these things, you ask Jesus to forgive you, and Jesus cleanse you, and don't repeat that sin again, hallelujah, and you are forgiving. Because that's why Jesus came here to this world, hallelujah. He died for our sins. He died for us so we can make it, hallelujah, to heaven. If it weren't for Jesus, we all would have been lost. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe, it is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God, and that's through faith. Hallelujah. Reading his word. So that's why, you know, God is coming for those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their own Savior. Those are people who are going to go in the rapture. And those people that have stopped practicing those things that I have mentioned that are in the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Word of God tells us, hallelujah, in 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be rise imperishable, and we shall be changed. Praise the Lord. So waiting for that bless, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the living God. And now we have to prepare. So what do we need to do here for us to make it a rapture? And hallelujah. And for us to make it to heaven? Friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, preparation, preparation. Stop practicing sin and practice holiness, practice righteousness, and have a relationship with Jesus, and seek the Lord daily, amen, and read his word, praise the living God. And now preparation about what is coming too, because there's still some events coming, okay, and the new virus coming. So what do we need to do? We have to prepare. We have to, hallelujah, ask God to help us, to protect us. And what do we need to do? We got to buy supplies out of obedience. Out of obedience. We have to get supplies, more food, more water, more, you know, medical stuff. Preparation, preparation. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord is holy, always being prepared to make defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Proverbs 22:3. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go and suffer for it. Proverbs 6:8. Go to the end, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief officer or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. And that we have to be an end, brothers and sisters and friends that are listening. We can't be lazy. We need to, little by little, we need to get our stuff, little by little, like an ant, like an ant. Have you seen the ants, how they go online and you see the leaf on top of them? And if you take the leaf off, they go crazy, left and, you know, left and right everywhere, and they run away. That's what they do. That's what they do on the, to prepare. They prepare in summer, all summer, so they can have food underneath for all winter. And that's what we need to do, my brothers and sisters. We need to get ourselves prepared, because otherwise we're gonna be sorry. We're gonna be sorry. And we don't want to be there, because the Lord already has warned us through his prophets, through his servants, through his people. He has let us know through dreams and visions. Hallelujah. So prepare. Prepare your work. Proverbs 24:27. Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. Hallelujah. Stay awake at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 28:36. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you feel that you can't make it, think about this verse, John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So we have to overcome the world. Jesus did it. Hallelujah. And Jesus can give us his peace and his strength for us to do it too. Amen. Praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for the great tribulation, as I was reading that verse, Revelation 13, 11 through 18, be careful. Be careful. For the people that are going to be left behind, do not put the chip in your hands, in your body. Do not do that. You're going to be registered. The government is going to follow you. The government is going to know where you are, and you're going to be also controlled by the government and controlled by Satan, who is the beast, the Antichrist. And the Bible tells us, he tells us very well that the Antichrist is going to, it also force all people. He's going to force all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their hands, on the right hands, or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark. If you cannot buy, you cannot sell, forget it. Do not let them put that mark in your hands or your forehead, because you will be condemned, which is the name of the beast of the number or the number of it is same. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The number is 666. I don't know how is it going to be. I don't know if the chip is going to show the number 666, but just think about it. This is what you got to think about it. It's going to be placed on the right hand. It's going to be, as soon as you're seeing people placing this thing on the right hands and on the forehead, that's it. That's the mark of the beast, because it is written in the Word of God. Even if you can't see that number, or maybe it will be able to see it. I have no idea. I don't know. And I don't want to know, because I'm not going to be here. Praise the Lord God. Praise, hallelujah, Jesus. You have to be prepared to go home and not to stay here. Okay? Do not let that put in your hand or your forehead. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So these are things that are going to happen in the Great Tribulation. The Word of God says and describes in Matthew 24:21, for then there will be great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. Think about that, friend. Think about it, my friend, that Jesus loves you. He wants you to come to him. Hallelujah. Time is running out. It's going to be horrible. It says that for them, there will be a great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world. Can you imagine? This has never happened until now. And never will be. There's not going to be something like this anymore. So you can think the worst of the worst. It's going to be hell on earth. For me to have an idea how horrible it's going to be, how the Bible describes it, that it's such a great tribulation, it's going to be hell on earth. It's horrible. So you don't want to be here left behind for something like that. Come to Jesus. Have a relationship with the Lord. Give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Give your life to Jesus. Because look what's happening around you. Look what's happening with the world right now. The world is upside down. Any moment, any time, you know, somebody is going to, boom, that's the nuclear bomb, the red button, that's it, history. And there's some crazy people that, that they're going to do this. And then the virus, too, that's going to be created by man. Think about it. The Lord wants you before the rapture, because you're not going to be able, to make it through some events that are going to happen before the rapture. So you got to be prepared. You got to be ready too. You got to stay in obedience. You have to start, walking away from sin. You run away from sin and start practicing those evil things. Everything that the Lord detests, everything that the Lord does not like, everything that the Lord is not pleased, you got to stop doing them. Because if it happens that you're going to die before the rapture, what is it going to be? So prepare, prepare, prepare. Daniel 12, verse 1. At the time shall rise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people. And there should be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. See, it's very important to have your name in the book of life. Very important. When you give your life to Jesus, ask the Lord, hallelujah, and pray every day, Lord, write my name in the book of life. Write, please, Lord, write my name in the book of life. Because if they cannot find you, when you die, hallelujah, and your name is not written in the book of life, you're lost. Revelation 7:14, I said to him, sir, you know, and he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. There's going to be people that are coming out of the great tribulation. Listen, Revelation 7:14. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. So there's going to be people coming out of the great tribulation that are going to make it. They're going to make it. Boy, that's going to be a tough one. But they're going to make it. The Word of God says, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. Praise God. Praise God. So do not put the mark of the beast and you'll make it. Do not put the chip. Do not put anything in your body. Listen, anything and nothing, nada, in your right hand or forehead. Do not. And don't be deceived. Even if you see fire, like the Bible says, the Antichrist is going to do his miracles. Fire coming from heaven. Who knows what else, you know, the evil Antichrist is going to do to make you deceive and believe. Don't watch him, and don't watch the news. You just hide, and run. And when you get caught, you do not fail. Don't fail. Don't fail to God. Remember that Jesus never failed. And Jesus, hallelujah, gave your life for you. That's what you got to remember when you get caught. You have to be faithful until death. That's what you have to think. You got to say, I'm not a coward. Jesus gave his life for me. I'm giving my life for him. So be it. You want the mark of the beast? You want the chip in your hands? No. And it doesn't matter what they do. I know it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But what is it going to hurt? It's going to hurt for a moment. But then if you give it, if you say, yeah, okay, to put it on, then it's going to hurt for eternity, because then you're going to go to a lake of fire with the demons and Satan. You'll be condemned. I'm here just to tell you the truth, how it is. You do not put the chip on. You put that on. You put the mark of the beast on. I'm telling you. You're going to be condemned. Don't do it. Please stay out of it. And just resist. Resist. Be strong. Ask Jesus to give you strength. And ask Jesus to give you strength. Hallelujah. And his peace when you get into those moments. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. Praise the living God. Revelation 7:14, Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give his light. Here's the sign. Immediately after the tribulation, this is exactly what is going to happen. And the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Oh boy. Whew. This is going to be, I'm telling you, this is going to be strong. Matthew 24:22, and if those days had not been cut short, no human being will be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. So the elect are his bride, his people. Days are going to be cut short. Because if Jesus will not do that, then no human none of us would have made it. You see how God is good? You see how good God is? He cares. He's the only one who cares about you. Hallelujah. Get saved. Give your life to Jesus. He's the only one who cares. Satan doesn't care about you and his demons. What they want is you to go where they're going because they're already condemned. So they're already angry because they got no hope no more. You got hope. You got hope. You got Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Praise you. Hallelujah. Father God, for Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much, Father God, for Jesus. Oh, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 13, 118. And I saw, okay, this verse, I read it. I already read this verse, but I'm just trying to find here. Let's see. Okay. Now listen, I'm gonna repeat this verse, okay, again. Listen very well. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems and at his horns and the blasphemous names on his heads. It's going to blaspheme. The Antichrist is going to say some blasphemy stuff. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. And its feet were like a bear's. And his mouth was like a lion's mouth. Lion's mouth, because he's gonna show and he's gonna say power stuff. Friends that are listening, you're not understanding this too much because he's talking about an animal here. But this is the Antichrist. This is gonna be a man. It's going to be a man and a false prophet. And it continues to say, and to it, the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. It's going to have a great authority on earth. One of his heads seemed to have a mortal wound. The Antichrist is going to have a mortal wound, for friends to understand what this means. But his mortal wound was healed. It's going to be healed for the people to see. Why am I reading this? So you will not be deceived. I pray to God that none of you that are listening will be left behind. But for the people that are going to be left behind, because some people are going to be, may the Lord have mercy. It says, but his mortal wound was healed. So he's going to get healed. So people will be deceived. Okay? And the whole earth marvel. Oh, wow. As they follow the beast. Oh, wow. Oh, man. Who can do this stuff? And they worship the dragon. You see, they're going to worship the dragon, the Antichrist. For he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? See, they're going to worship him. And who can fight against it? And the beast was giving a mouth, uttering howdy and blasphemous words. I can't wait for the Lord to just finish him. When I hear this, I just want Jesus to take care of, you know, to just finish Satan. And it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It's going to be hell on earth. It's going to be chaos here. Granted, Jesus, time is running out. Time is running out. Look around you. Daniel 9:27, and he shall make a strong covenant with many of one for 1 week. And for half of the week, he shall put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wind of abominations shall come one who makes desolate until the decreed end is poured out of the Salter. Revelation 3:10, because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on earth. See, run to Jesus, be patient and endure. because he will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the world, says the Revelation 3:10, and that's what we need to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the living God. Mark 13:19, for in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now and never will be. John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. Of course, yes, Lord Jesus. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24:14. We're there. With this technology that we have now, my goodness, even the Indians that are living in the mountains, they probably already have cell phones. This technology is everywhere, everywhere now. And everyone is going to know, and everyone knows, hallelujah. This, hallelujah, this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world, says the word of God. It's a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And stay on guard all the time. Hallelujah. And remember that for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. Friend, give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Give your life to Jesus tonight. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. The Lord gave his life for you. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to pray, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-oh. They were letting me know that, can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Can you hear me? They were letting me know that I was not... my voice was not clear. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's my headphones. I did charge them. Praise your name, Jesus. Can you hear me? Welcome, welcome, Shalom, Brother Joseph. No sound. Hallelujah. Okay. There were no problems. You can hear me. Let me just ask Brother Elvin if you can hear me, brothers and sisters. Send me a message through the chat room if you can hear me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Testing, testing. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Testing, testing. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay, praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Sister Denise is letting me know there's sound. Okay, some people can hear me then, but like about 20 minutes ago, people were not able to hear me. I'm sorry. I was not looking at the chat room just right now, because when I am preaching, I concentrate and I let the Lord, hallelujah, use me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me put some Christian music here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, I pray. I pray, my Lord, that you will help us get ready, Lord. Help us get ready, Lord Jesus, and to be ready for the rapture and for your return. Yes, Lord. And help all of us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, to stay away from the sins of the flesh, to run away from it and turn away from it. Hallelujah. And to stay in righteousness and to practice the things, hallelujah, that are holy and stained in righteousness, Lord, and seeking you daily, Lord, praying and fasting, waiting for your return, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord, and deliver us, Lord Jesus. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver your people, Lord Jesus, tonight. For whatever is lacking them to be with you, deliver them from the enemy hands, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, heal them, Lord Jesus, completely. Heal their body. Hallelujah. I pray for your blood to be poured. Hallelujah. And some brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, to be healed completely, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit, for being here. Oh, thank you so much for always taking care of us. Thank you for being there, always taking care of us, Lord God Almighty. And now help us to endure. Help us, Lord Jesus, and protect us, Lord. Please, my brothers and sisters, read Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. Read it every day for the things that are about to come. Read it every day, my brothers and sisters. I have my dad read that Psalms, and he calms down when he reads Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. It's very important, and ask God to protect your home, your family. Lord, protect us, God. Protect us when these things come. Protect us, Lord Jesus, us and our families, our children, Lord, everyone, Lord, that we love, Lord Jesus. Protect us, Lord. And have mercy, Lord Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name we prayed. So pray for your family. Hallelujah.
Back to 1937. It was had by a 17-year-old boy.
Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. God bless you. And all the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. To our Lord Jesus Christ,
America,
and keep looking up because Jesus is coming back. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. God
and
bless you. Hallelujah.
Excerpts of it. Somebody said he said this and saw this and saw this. But the other day I was sitting up there in Canada, and a young boy began to ask me questions about the earthquake because he'd heard my sermons on prophecy, and began to ask me, and one of them spoke up and says, "Well, you ever heard this?" And Danny O'Million is the one who did. He said, "Well, Brother Green, I know where that is." So they looked me up a copy of it that their father had way back a long time ago. Now, I want to give you some dates on this so that you'll understand and try to get the feeling of it. 1906 is when the San Francisco earthquake occurred. You know, the one everybody talks about, the great San Francisco earthquake. Now, that one happened at the beginning of the year, and then right about that time, the Azusa Street Revival happened also. Were you aware of that? That you know that they came together. There was a, and there were some people then that felt that the earthquake in San Francisco was a sign from God, and that it caused people to be receptive to the gospel of Jesus Christ in Azusa Street. This young boy had an accident. He was riding his horse, and he fell off of the horse, and he was in the hospital. And he had a severe headache. I don't know whether he had a head injury or what it was, but this, the best that I can decipher it, he dreamed four nights in a row. And each night, a little bit more detail. Some of the things was repeated. So I want you to notice as I read this, keep in mind it was in 1937. And remember the things that were not available in 1937, that were not there, that he saw. Now, this created a stir in 1938 when it was published. But they didn't know then whether these things is going to be. But when you see now the things that he saw have come to pass, then we should look at it and says, well, he was someplace. Remember in the film, Deep Called Deep, Brother Branham said, you take a dreamer. He says, dream me a dream. You can't dream a dream if you want to. He said, now a seer says his subconscious knowledge right here and said he can dream a dream with his eyes wide open. But some people have a deep subconscious and they go to sound asleep and they never dream a dream. But he said, if you dream a dream, there's part of you that's somewhere. That's another dimension. So let me try to give you this tonight in a few minutes. There's about four or five pages of it here. And let me just give it to you. He said, I was in the hospital room with a terrific headache. And he said, it was as the whole world was revolving inside my brain. Vaguely, the fall from my horse, Blackie. And as I lay there, pictures began to form in my mind. Pictures that moved with the speed of lightning, but pictures that stood still. I seemed to be in another world, whether it was in the future or whether it was in some ancient land, I can't say. Then slowly, like the screen of the talkies, but with color and smell and sound. Remember, it was silent movies back then. I seemed to find myself in Los Angeles. It was Los Angeles. It was bigger, much bigger. There were buses and odd-shaped cars crowded the city streets. I thought about Hollywood Boulevard, and I found myself there on Hollywood Boulevard. Whether this is true, I don't know, but there was a lot of guys about my age, 17, but they had beards. And some of them were wearing earrings. All the girls wore short skirts, and they slouched along, moving like a dance. He said, I wondered if I could talk to him. I said, hello, but they didn't hear me or see me. I decided that I would look as funny to them as they looked to me. I tried for a while, but that crazy kind of walk, I guess it's something you have to learn. I couldn't do it. How many of you know what he's talking about now? I noticed there was a quietness, a kind of stillness, as if you could hear stillness. Something was missing, something that should be here. At first, I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know what it was, but then I did. There were no birds. I listened. I walked two blocks north on the boulevard, past all the houses, but no birds. I wondered what had happened to them. Had they gone away? Where? It was so still I could hear the stillness. I'd never experienced anything like that, but I listened. Just stillness. Then I knew something was going to happen. I wondered what year it was. It certainly was not 1937. I saw a newspaper on the corner with a picture of the president. It wasn't Mr. Roosevelt. He was bigger, heavier, had big ears. If it wasn't 1937, I wondered what year it was. I looked at the mast to the headline, and I couldn't quite make it out, but it looked like 1969. I wasn't sure. My eyes weren't functioning on it, but something was coming, and it was. The nurse woke me up to take my temperature. I woke up thinking, what a crazy dream. The next night, he said, my headache is worse. It's a wonder I didn't get killed on that horse. I've had another crazy dream. It was back in Hollywood. I saw those people, and I wondered, why do they dress like that? I found myself back on the boulevard, but this time I was waiting for there was something to happen. Something big was going to happen, and I was going to be there. I looked up at the clock down by that big theater. It was 4:10, 3:50 in the afternoon. That's where all the movie stars put their handprints and footprints and names and all. I recognized a few of them. The other names I'd never heard. Those crazy kids. Why are they all dressed like that? Maybe it's some Halloween doings or something. But it don't seem like Halloween. He had pretty good perception, didn't he? He said it was more like early spring. There was that sound again, that lack of sound. Stillness, stillness, stillness. He wondered, don't these people know that the birds have gone somewhere? The quiet is getting bigger and bigger. I know it's going to happen. Something's going to happen. It's happening now. And again, the nurse woke him up. The next night, he dreamed again. Where have I been? He said, brother, where haven't I been? I've been to the ends of the earth and back. I've been to the end of the world. There isn't anything left, not even Fresno, even though I'm lying right there this minute. So he was in the hospital in Fresno. If only my eyes would get a little clearer so I could write all this down, nobody will believe me anyway. I'm going back to that last moment on the boulevard. He said this, some sweet kid went past, and he's talking about a girl that he saw. Said she was dragging little boys, twins, I guess, one by each hand. Her skirt was up, well, pretty high, and she had a tired look. I thought for a minute I could ask her about the birds, what had happened to them, and then I remembered she didn't see me. Her hair was all frizzy, way out all over her head. 1937, young girl, twin, miniskirt, looked like she's tired. You ever seen one under the influence? Frizzy hair. A lot of them I looked at looked like that, but she looked so tired and like she was sorry about something. I guess she was sorry before it happened. Because it surely did happen. And there was a funny smell. I don't know where it come from. I didn't like it. A smell like sulfuric acid. A smell like death. For a minute, I thought I was back in chemistry class. When I looked around for the girl, she was gone. I wanted to find her for some reason. It was if I knew something was going to happen and I could stay with her and help her. But she was gone, and I walked half a block, then saw the clock again. My eyes seemed glued on that clock. I couldn't move. I just waited. It was 4:05 on a sunny afternoon. I thought I would stand there looking at that clock forever, waiting for the something to come. Then when it came, it was nothing. It was just nothing. It wasn't nearly as hard as the earthquake that we'd had 2 years before, and that's the one in 1935. The ground shook just an instant. People looked at each other, surprised. Then they laughed. I laughed too. So this was what I had been waiting for, this funny little shake. It meant nothing. I was relieved, and I was disappointed. What had I been waiting for? I started back up the boulevard moving my legs like those kids. How did they do that? He said, I never found out. I felt as if the ground wasn't solid under me. I knew I was dreaming, and yet I wasn't dreaming. There was that smell again coming like from the ocean. I was getting to the 5 and 10 Newberries, and I saw the look on the kids' faces. Two of them were right in front of me coming my way, both with beards and one with earrings. One said, let's get out of this place. Let's go back east. He seemed scared. It was as if the sidewalks were trembling, but you couldn't seem to see them. Not with your eyes, you couldn't. And an old lady had a dog, a little white dog, and she stopped and looked scared and grabbed him in her arms and said, let's go home, Frawfraw. Mama's going to take you home, that poor little old lady hanging on to her dog. I got scared, real scared. I remembered the girl. She was way down the block, probably. I started to run. I ran and ran, and the ground kept trembling. I couldn't see it. I couldn't feel it, but I knew it was trembling. Everybody looked scared. They looked terrible. One young lady just sat down on the sidewalk all doubled up. She kept saying, earthquake. It's the earthquake. Over and over. But I couldn't see that anything was different. Then when it came, how it came. Like nothing in God's world. Like nothing. It was like the scream of a siren, long and low, or the scream of a woman that I had heard giving birth when I was a child. It was awful. It was as if something, some monster was pushing up the sidewalks. You felt it long before you saw it, as if the sidewalks wouldn't hold anymore. Let me stop right here and tell you that we have a tape recording of an earthquake that happened in Caracas, Venezuela. A brother was dubbing one tape into another, Brother Galdonas, and the earthquake happened down there, which was about a 6.5, and he had the tape recorder running, just taking it from one recorder to another without a wire, and the earthquake came, and it does. At first, it sounded like a siren coming, and when it got, the noise came to the highest peak, it sounded like about 10,000 motorcycles had passed, and you could hear it go off into the distance. I think we've still got that tape somewhere, but when I read this, I thought of that, because I played that at the church years ago. He said, I looked out at the cars. They were honking. They just kept moving. They didn't seem to know yet that anything was happening. Then a little white car, baby, half-sized one, came sprawling from the inside lane, right against the curb. 1937, all the cars were alike. But when he saw this, there was big ones and there was little baby cars. He said that baby half-sized one came sprawling from the inside lane right against the curb. The girl who was driving it just sat there. She sat there with her eyes staring as if she couldn't move. But I could hear her. She whimpered like a little girl. She made funny noises. I watched her, thinking of the other girl. I said that it was a dream and I would wake up, but I didn't wake up. The shaking had started again, but this time different. It was a nice shaking, like a cradle being rocked for a minute, and then I saw the middle of the boulevard. It seemed to be breaking in two. The concrete looked as if it had been pushed straight up by some giant shovel. It was breaking in two. That's why the girl's car went out of control. And then a loud sound again, like I've never heard before. Then hundreds of sounds, all kinds of sounds. Children and women and those crazy guys with earrings. They were all moving, it seemed. Some of them above the sidewalk. I can't describe it. They were lifted up, and the waters kept oozing and oozing. The cries, it was awful. I woke up. I never want to have that dream again. The next night, he dreamed again. It came again, like the first time, which was a preview, and all I could remember was that it was the end of the world. I was right back there with all that crying, right in the middle of it. My eardrums felt that they were going to burst, noise everywhere, people falling down, some of them badly hurt. pieces of buildings, chips flying in the air. One hit me hard on the side of the face, but I didn't seem to feel it. I wanted only to wake up, to get away from that place. It had been fun in the beginning, the first dream, what I kind of knew I was going to dream the end of the world or something, but this was terrible. There were older people in the cars. Most of the kids were on the street. But those old guys were screaming and hollering as if anybody could help them. Nobody could help them. It was then I felt myself lifted up. Maybe I had died. I don't know. But I was over the city. It was tilting toward the ocean like tilting a picnic table. The buildings were holding better than you could believe. They were holding. They were standing. The people who saw that the buildings and they tried to cling to them or get inside, it was fantastic. Like a building had a will of its own. Everything else breaking around them, and they were holding, holding. I was up over them looking down. I started to root for them. Hold that line. I said, hold that line. Hold it. I wanted to cheer it or shout to scream. If the buildings held, those buildings on the boulevard, maybe the girl with the two kids, maybe she could get inside. It looked that way for a long time, maybe 3 minutes. 3 minutes was like forever. Everybody was trying to get inside. They were going to hold. You knew they were going to hold, even if the waters kept coming up. Only they didn't. In 1937, they did not have building codes to satisfy earthquake. Now they do. Most of the buildings in Los Angeles now have been built to withstand earthquakes. And this boy had this dream about these buildings before they ever put that code in effect. He said, I've never imagined what it would be like for a building to die. A building dies just like a person that gives away. Some of the bigger ones did just that. They began to crumble like an old man with palsy who couldn't take it anymore. They crumbled right down to nothing. And the little ones screamed like mad over and above the roar of the people. They were mad about dying, but the buildings died. I couldn't look anymore at the people. I kept wanting to get higher. I kept willing myself to go higher. Then I seemed to be out of it all, but I could see. I seemed to be up on top of Big Bear near San Bernardino. But the funny thing was that I could see everywhere. I knew what was happening. The earth seemed to tremble again. I could feel it, though, even though I was up high. This time it lasted maybe 12 seconds, and it was gentle. You couldn't believe anything so gentle could cause so much damage. But then I saw the streets of Los Angeles and everything between the San Bernardino Mountains and Los Angeles. It was all tilting toward the ocean. Houses, everything that was left. I could see the big lanes. Dozens of big lanes, still loaded with cars. Five lanes in some places. And all the cars sliding in the same way. No freeways in 1937. No five-lane streets, 1937. Now the ocean was coming in, moving like a huge snake across the land. I wondered how late it was, and I could see the clock. Even though I wasn't there on the boulevard, it was 4:29. It had been half an hour. I was glad I couldn't hear the crying anymore, but I could see everything. Then, like looking at a huge map of the world, I could see what was happening on the land and with people. San Francisco was feeling it, but she was in no way like Hollywood or Los Angeles. I seemed to see it was the garlic fault, not just the San Andreas that was rocking San Francisco. It was moving just like that earthquake movie with Jeanette MacDonald and Clark Gable. I could see all those mountains coming together, the Sierra Nevada, San Andreas, and Garlic. I knew what was going to happen to San Francisco. It was going to turn over because of Garlic Fault. It would turn upside down. It went quickly because of the twisting. I guess it seemed much faster than Hollywood, but then I wasn't exactly there. I was a long way off. I shut my eyes for a long time, I guess 10 minutes, and when I opened them, I saw the Grand Canyon. When I looked at the Grand Canyon, The great big gap was closing in. Boulder Dam was being pushed from underneath. And then Nevada, and on up to Reno, way down south to Baja, California. Mexico, too. It looked like some volcano down there was erupting along with everything else. I saw the map of South America, especially Colombia. Another volcanic eruption, shaking violently. Venezuela seemed to be having some kind of volcanic activity. Way off at the distance, I could see Japan on a fault tube. It was so far off, not easy to see because I was still up on Big Bear Mountain, but Japan started to go into the sea. I couldn't tell time then, and the people looked like dolls far away. I could hardly see it. In a minute or two, it seemed over. Everybody was gone. Nobody was left. I didn't know time now. I couldn't see a clock. I tried to see the island of Hawaii. I could just see huge tidal waves beating against it. The people on the streets were getting wet, and they were scared, but I didn't see anybody going into the sea. I seemed way around the globe, more flooding. Is the world going to be drenched? Constantinople. Black Sea rising. Suez Canal, for some reason, seemed to be drying up. Sicily, she didn't hold. I could see the map. Mount Etna shaking. A lot of this area seemed to go, but it seemed to be earlier or later. I wasn't sure of the time now. In England, huge floods, but no tidal waves. Water, water everywhere, but no one going in the sea. People were frightened and crying. Some places they fell in the streets on their knees and started to pray for the world. I didn't know the English people were emotional, but Ireland and Scotland, all kind of churches were crowded, it seemed, night and day. People were carrying candles, and everybody was crying for California. Nevada, parts of Colorado, maybe all of it, even Utah. Everybody was crying. Most of them didn't even know anybody in California. Nevada, Utah, but they were crying as if they had blood kin, like one family, like it happened to them. New York came into view. She was still there. Nothing had happened, yet water level was way up. Here things were different. People were running in the streets yelling, end of the world. Kids ran into the restaurants and ate everything they could get their hands on. I saw a shoe store with all the shoes gone in about 5 minutes. Fifth Avenue, everybody running. You see that here what he did is he saw rioting and looting, which you didn't have in 1937. Some radio blasting from a loudspeaker that in a few minutes the power might be put off. They must control themselves. Five girls were running like mad toward the YWCA, that place on Lexington or somewhere. They ran like they were scared to death. But nothing was happening in New York. I saw an old lady with garbage cans filling them with water. Everybody seemed scared to death. Some people looked dazed. The streets seemed filled with loudspeakers. It wasn't daylight. It was night. I saw like the next day and something, everything was topsy-turvy. Loudspeakers again about fuel tanks broken in areas. Storage of oil. People seemed to be looting markets. I saw a lot of places that seemed safe and people were not scared, especially the rural areas. Here everything was almost as if nothing had happened. People seemed headed to these places, some on foot, some on cars, but some had run out of fuel. I heard, or somehow I know, but somewhere in the Atlantic, land had come up, a lot of land. I was getting awful tired and I wanted to wake up. I wanted to go back and check on that girl to know where she was and those two kids. I found myself back in Hollywood. It was still 4:29. I wasn't up on Big Bear then. I was perched right over Hollywood. I was just there, and it seemed perfectly natural in my dream. I could hear now. I could hear someplace a radio station blasting out, telling people not to panic. They were dying in the streets. There were pictures, movies, some right in Hollywood. They were carrying on with all the shaking. One fellow in the picture was a little short guy who could have been scared to death, but he wasn't. He kept shouting and reading instructions, something about some kind of a plane that hovers overhead that's coming over. Two things he saw: television, the pictures flashing, and helicopters, which wasn't in 1937. But I knew they couldn't. Things were happening in the atmosphere. The waves were rushing up now, such waves, nightmare waves. Then I saw again Boulder Dam going up, pushing together, breaking apart. No Grand Canyon. It was pushing together. Boulder Dam was breaking apart. It was still daylight. All these radio stations went off the same time. Boulder Dam had broken. I wondered how everybody would know about people back east. That was when I saw ham radio operators. I saw them in the oddest places. If I were right there with them, like little guy with glasses, it kept sounding the alarm. One kept saying, "This is California. We're going into the sea. This is California. We're going into the sea. Get to the high places. Get to the mountains. All states west. This is California. We're going to the. I thought he was going to say sea, but I could see him. He was inland, but the waters had come in. His hand was still clinging to the table. He was going to get up so that once again he could say, "This is California. We're going into the sea." I seemed to hear this over and over for what seemed hours, just those words. They kept it up to the last minute, all of them calling out, "Get to the mountains. This is California. We're going into the sea." I woke up. It didn't seem as if I had been dreaming. I have never been so tired. For a minute or two, I thought it had happened. I wondered about two things. I hadn't found out what happened to that girl. I'd been thinking about it. I'm going home tomorrow. It was just a dream. It was nothing more. Nobody in the future of Hollywood Boulevard is going to wear earrings and those beards. Nothing like that's ever going to happen. That girl was just so real to me. That girl with those two kids, it won't happen, but if it did, how could I tell her? Maybe she isn't even born yet. To move away from California when she has her twins, so she can't be on that boulevard that day. She was so real. The other thing, those ham operators hanging on like that, over and over, saying the same thing. "This is California. We're going into the sea. This is California. We're going into the sea. Get to the mountains. Get to the hilltops. California, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, Utah. This is California. We're going into the sea." He says, "I guess I'll hear that for the rest of my life." Well, it's just a dream. But let me tell you, I think it's going to happen like that someday. I think it's going to happen like that someday. And I want to know, are we going to be somewhere listening for our name? Are you just going to say, "Well, it's just another earthquake"? No, it's going to be the last one. And I believe when that one happens, there's going to be a resurrection. And I'm not one prone to say this, but I don't think you'll be safe to wait until it happens to make things right with God. There's an awful lot of people preaching today, "The lamb's off of the mercy seat." And I believe that once God lets it begin to reign, I don't think anybody else got in the ark. And I don't see salvation. The faith of you being forgiven and cleansed of your sins being of effect after judgment strikes the earth. I just think it breaks a pattern. Someday, I believe, God will show us as a people that it's going to happen.
Now the decision has been made by God that He will bring the judgment to the earth. He will start shaking the earth like never before. And the judgment that are coming very soon now, okay, will not be held back. The Father will now hold back. The Father will bring the judgment to the earth. Okay? And the earthquake that is tied with California, okay, and how he's shown other people, it's tied with Mexico, Argentina, and many other countries around. This earthquake will practically destroy California. And the Lord has warned the people in California, his people, to get out of California. all of the other world die in California. Okay, unless you got a specific word from the Lord to stay in California, that the Lord will protect you. Okay, if the Lord tells you that, that's fine. But the people that have not received a word from the Lord directly, that he will protect them in California, you need to get out of California as soon as possible. Okay? Now, the other thing the Lord showed me is, besides the yoke that is coming to California, that many have called me a liar, a false prophet. It doesn't matter. They say that too about the Lord and about the prophets. Don't mind me. Don't really take my sleep away. No way. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for those people that are coming against me. All right? Because that proves that I've been called by the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ for my enemy. Praise the Lord for my enemy. I praise God for my enemy. It's a blessing to have enemies because it shows who you are before God. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for my enemy. All right? And that God will have mercy on their soul. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Soon as after this earthquake comes in California, there's a soon-to-come tsunami, all right? Very close after the earthquake in California happens, all right? The Lord's been speaking to me about this, mostly showing these things to me, and this earthquake, this tsunami that is coming after the earthquake in California, it's going to hit New York, it's going to hit New Jersey, Connecticut will be affected, and Boston, downtown Boston, will be affected very, very bad. Okay, and I see the damage after this tsunami hit, all right? And I've seen Boston, most of the city destroyed underwater, New York underwater, New Jersey underwater, and many other states will be underwater, many other cities, all right? Now, if you are living right now in one of these cities or one of these states, you need to seek the Lord. Whether he wants you to stay where you are, okay? Because the Lord has been speaking to people in New York directly to them through dreams and many spiritual experiences where he's been telling them that they need to get out now, okay? Just today, the Lord has spoken to people in California who's been waiting for a word to get out. The Lord has spoken to them, get out. Get out, get out, because they will die if they stay. So this is very important, brothers and sisters that are watching me, that you go to the Lord and you ask the Lord, or if you have a prophet in your church, which is a true prophet of God, you need to seek the Lord for his protection, for his leading. You need to have the Holy Spirit lead you in the decision whether to get out, yes or not. If the Lord tells you to stay where you are, he will protect you. Okay? Like he told me here where I am, the tsunami will come close to where I am. But the Lord has told me very clearly, and the Father himself too, I don't want you to move from that appointment. I want you to stay there. I will protect you and your family there, right where you are. So this is why I haven't looked for another apartment. I haven't moved to another apartment. I got order from God the Father to stay in this apartment. And I'm listening to God, and I will now move. All right? He has confirmed this to me through another prophet, and he's been very clear to me. He wants me here. He told me he got powerful angel protecting me. All right? And he will not let anything harm me. All right? As long as I stay in obedience with him. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's very important, brothers and sisters, that you're seeking the Lord. Okay? After the second tsunami, okay, there will come another tsunami. All right? This is a much bigger tsunami. Okay? It won't be within months after this one, after the second one. But once that second tsunami comes, there will be a third tsunami. Greater than that. The Father has made his decision, okay, to destroy great part of the earth with great part of the people. Millions will die, okay? And the Lord has shown to me that as soon as the earthquake in California hits and the tsunami, thousands of people will come to my house seeking for a word from the Lord. I will have thousands of people in front of my house, and he showed me I couldn't get out of my house because there's so many people asking me, brother, what's coming next? What's coming next? Okay? I've been very specific from the Lord. I have received direction from the Lord. I have the Lord standing in front of me, confirming these things for me. Okay? I'm not second guessing. I'm not guessing nothing. What I'm receiving straight from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hundreds of people have asked the Lord about this, and the Lord has told them that the word I'm giving is from him. It's not my word. Okay? Destruction is coming to America. Sorry to say this. This is a great country who has helped the Jewish people, who has helped the poor around the world. But it has been the Lord Jesus Christ who used America to bless other countries and who have blessed America in all these years. Okay? But the Father has said, enough is enough. The sin in this country has gone before the throne of God. And God said, enough is enough. He has called America to repentance through his prophets, but they have not listened to his prophet. They have ignored his son, his Lord Jesus Christ. They have taken the Lord for granted. And to the Father, there's not a greater sin that we, God's people, take his son for granted. This is a great sin before God, because God gave his son to die on the cross for the world, and it's not for us. Who are we to take the Lord Jesus Christ for granted, to ignore his warning, to ignore his warning for us to repentance? We're nobody, all right? We're not worthy to untie his shoes, his sandals. We're not worthy. But by his mercy, he has mercy on us, and he saved us. So this is why we need to listen to the Lord. We're listening to the Son of God, his only begotten Son, who loves us, who prays for us as a high priest before God every single day, who is in constant prayer for us. You know, when I seen the Lord standing in front of me, all right, and when I still saw his sadness in his face for his people, okay, for his people that he called, that he saved, that he gave his life, that are taking him for granted, who are going back into the world, to doing the things of the world, it is not something easy to bear, but the Lord mercy, he's so merciful. But now it's in the hands of the Father. All this judgment that is coming is in God's hand, and he will bring it very soon, people. We will see this earthquake in California, and we've been told by the Lord that we will see the first tsunami. Then the Lord, this is the hope that we have, the rapture will happen soon as after the first tsunami happens, okay? Just this morning, he showed me weeks ahead. People looking for water after the first tsunami hit. And I couldn't believe it. And I was looking at people here in Boston, Massachusetts, looking for water and going to the rivers with buckets and gallons to try to get water to drink. Just imagine how contaminated the water is. And people are going to have to go with buckets and gallons to get water. It's horrible. What's coming is so horrible. Every single water supply will be contaminated. Okay? The water will be a major thing. Brothers and sisters, if you can put away water, please listen to this advice. Put away water. The Lord, 9:9, has been showing me that water will be a great issue for his people, for the people in America. And then food will be another great issue too. it will be a great problem, because soon as after the highways and roads are broken by the earthquake in California, many other states will be harmed by it. Many highways will be out of service. The food that comes to the north will not be brought to the north anymore. The people have got to listen. Put away a lot of rice and a lot of other things that you eat with your rice and a lot of water. You are going to need it. Don't wait until it's too late. Okay? Don't wait. Please don't wait. Put it away right away. We're going to see something happen very soon, people. Very, very, very soon. There will be great suffering. I saw people crying like I never seen people crying for many years. The Lord showed me after the tsunami came here, and all I heard were people saying, my parents were killed, because where the house of my parents was, it was washed away by the water. The tsunami killed them. Many small cities and towns will be wiped out by the tsunami, and many will die. For many, it will be too late very soon. Okay? When I seen this happening, it was early in the morning when I heard the people crying. And people came to cry on my shoulder. All right? And I was comforting people. And all I was thinking is, how many times did the Lord told me this? How many times did the Lord warn me that this will come? And when I saw the reality of this tsunami, I had tears in my eyes. But all I have was memory of the Lord telling me, my son, this will come. Tell my people to prepare. Tell my people to prepare, because this will come soon. It will be too late for many. Many will lose their family. Many will lose their children. At one time, the Lord showed me, I believe this was the second tsunami, where a whole school, where like 400 kids were killed. When I seen this, I cried and cried before the Lord. It's hard to see people being killed, okay, especially innocent children. But we must listen to the Lord. We must hear his warning. What the Lord is telling us now is that the earthquake in California is coming out any day. The war in Israel will start also any day. We're trying to figure out whether this war in Israel is the Psalm 83 or the Ezekiel war that is coming. Many have said that this is the Psalm 83. The only thing I can tell you about it is that the Lord Jesus Christ himself showed me that he is going to protect the Jewish people. And the Jewish people, he's going to make sure that all these Arab countries, Iran and all these neighbors that are coming against Israel, that the Jewish people will defeat them. The Lord himself, will make sure that this happens. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And also the Lord has told us today to pray for the people that are going to die through this first earthquake. And pray for the people that are going to die through the tsunami. It will happen because the Father will make sure that this earthquake and tsunami happens according to what he has said through us. It's very soon, within days, many will die. Pray for them and their family. Please pray for them. Brothers and sisters from other countries, please be in prayer for the people that are going to die in this earthquake in California and many other countries, because other countries will be affected and many other people will die. Pray for them that the Lord will have mercy and say, I feel them. Because many of them, the majority of them are not prepared to die. They are not ready to die. And the Lord has said today, pray for them. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But be in your first prayer please, in your first prayer, we pray for the soul of the people that are going to die soon. Please do it. This has come from the Lord. This is very important that we pray for these people that are going to die soon, because they are not prepared to meet their Creator. They are not prepared to meet God. And this is very serious. This will happen very soon. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Soon as this earthquake in California happens, I will not join any denomination, all right, for the preaching of the thousands of people that are going to come that the Lord has shown to me. I will not do that. I will not join any church to share the word of the Lord with them. I will share with people what the Lord himself tells me. I'm sorry if you think I'm being prideful about this. I am not being prideful about this. I got order from the Lord himself for me not to do this. He wants me to stay separated to teach his holy people, his people that want to hear a word from him, that want to hear from the Lord. I will share from the Lord what else the Lord has told me to share with them. Okay? It's very important. Okay? Because I will be approached by many pastors and ministers so I can join them to minister to these people, because there will be thousands of people coming to be ministered. Please do not ask me to do this, because I will not do this. The Lord has told me very clear this week, my son, I don't want you to join with these other people. I want you to tell the people what I tell you. You're going to hear from me, and from me, you're going to give them a word. Okay? I know many have find it very hard to believe the messages of many have find it hard to believe the messages that the Lord has been giving me. Not everybody, please, now don't misunderstand me, but many have been finding it very hard. Okay? But the Lord told me very clear, as soon as this earthquake in California happens very soon, people will come to you. Okay? I will give them a word from the Lord. Then they will prepare for the tsunami, which is very close right after that. Okay? Then there's other things that I need to tell them from the Lord. Okay? But first is the earthquake in California, people. It will be horrible. Many will lose their lives. Okay? Many will lose their lives in New York and New Jersey. It's like a Sodom and Gomorrah right now before the Lord. The Father has taken over, and he will make it happen. Soon as after this second, after first tsunami happens, the Lord will take his people out of here. The Lord showed me the rapture again. And when he showed me the rapture and showed me how soon after the tsunami comes, we're out of here. We're not going through the most suffering after that. We will see these three signs, I'm sorry. The earthquake in California, the war in Israel, and the tsunami. Three things is what the Lord has been pointing out to me. My son, wait for these three things. Soon as you see the earthquake in California, okay, and the war in Israel, I'm trying to see which one is first, because I believe when the Lord showed me the earthquake in California, then the war in Israel happens. Okay? But the war in Israel is about to happen, and the earthquake has not happened yet. But the Lord told me it's very close, the earthquake in California. And it's very close, the war in Israel. The Lord told me, look for this sign, my son. Look for this two signs specific, or three signs for the tsunami. Three signs, my son. Look for this three signs. This is the thing that I want my people to be waiting for, because they're going to see it very soon. The Father will make it happen. He will make these things happen. And then he wants his people out of here. Let me tell you something. Soon as the rapture happens for us that are going home with the Lord, our whole life is going to be changed. The Lord showed me how my life is going to change. No more suffering for us. Okay? We're going to heaven for 7 years. In those 7 years, they're going to train us. the people that were going down to the millennium, for the millennium kingdom, after the 7 years. Why are we going to be 7 years in heaven? Because it will be right after the rapture. There will start a 7-year tribulation. Okay? Right from the beginning of the first day of the tribulation, okay, people will be able to see the demons for whom they are. They look like human now, but God will make sure that these demons don't look like human anymore. They will look like demons to people. And people will be scared off like they never been scared before. Because when the Father showed this to me, I saw people running, multiple of people running, because they find out the neighbor next door, who was a friend to them, is a real demon. It's not a human anymore. And it's going to be very scary to people, because the lies of the devil, the Father will reveal it. Satan is not going to lie to people of God anymore. God will reveal the lies of Satan. This time is close now, very close. The enemy have deceived so many, millions and billions has been deceived by the enemy. But the God says, has said enough is enough. These demons will be revealed for whom they are. They look like human now, but they will not look like human very soon. They will look like demons for whom they are. No more lies and deceit. The only sad thing is that the people that are going to stay in the 7-year tribulation will have to deal with the demons. You will see them killing people physically. You will see these demons physically. Because the tribulation will be the hardest things that humanity has ever seen. But since they have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, now they're going to have to deal with the consequence. Disobedience leads you to suffering. You will suffer for the rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you repent in the 7-year tribulation and do not get the mark of the beast on your hand or on your forehead, and you allow them to, for you to, if you allow for them to cut your head, beheaded for the Lord, you will be saved. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you could be allowed into the millennium kingdom of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But ask the people that are going into the 1,000-year millennium with the Lord Jesus Christ, be very prepared, people, to face the millennium. Because, yes, it will be great because the Lord will be in Jerusalem. But there will be many temptations, many tests, much suffering we still need to do. Because the whole plan of God is for us to make it to eternity. The third heaven with the Father is eternity. And it's such a great blessing from God to us to make it into eternity that when we go into the millennium, we will start being tested again. I've been taken to the millennium many times from the Lord to show me how the millennium is. And there's a lot of tests and suffering that people have to go still in the millennium. Okay? But if we endure it until the end and stay with the Lord, we will make it into eternity. So it's very important that we seek the Lord Jesus Christ and that we trust the Lord and that we seek Him without ceasing, asking Him to help us, because we cannot do it by our own strength. We will get tired. We will want to quit. But with the Lord's help, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Paul said. We must seek the Lord to give us His strength to go on, because it's very hard and very difficult. Many of you will lose your family. Many of you will see your family dead. Okay? Do not focus on the pain that is coming. Do not focus on the pain that is coming by the earthquakes and tsunamis. Do not focus on these things. Focus your eyes on the Lord. and understand that God has a great plan for your life. He has an eternal life to give to you. Eternity is endless. It's beautiful. I've seen it. When I was there, I didn't want to return back here. I was so happy. So happy. What God has for his people, for the one that loves him, is so much. It's so great. There's nothing down here that you can compare it to. But understand one thing. We must suffer. We must go through pain and suffering. We must carry a cross, like Jesus says to the people. If you want to follow me, take your cross and follow me. Your burden, your suffering, and everything that you're going through, you must go on until the end. Don't give up. Don't listen to false prophets or false teachers. If by you going online is getting your soul contaminated, there are many false teachings, false teachers and prophets on Facebook, YouTube, and many other websites. Be careful. Be very careful. People that are on Facebook, be careful. There are many false teachers, many false prophets. There are many demons from Satan put on Facebook to deceive the Christians. Many of you are listening to principality from the devil on Facebook, who the devil put on Facebook to teach the word of God. Listen to this. Satan himself has put principality on Facebook to teach the word of God. Do you think, people of God, that anything good can come out of Satan? Do you think anything good come out of a principality? There was this lady writing to me. She proclaimed to be a great Christian woman of God. When I asked the Lord told me, be careful, my son. And I said, Lord, what is going on? The Lord said to me, she is a principality from Satan. I said, Lord, wait a minute, Lord. She's one of your servants. She says she's a great servant of you, Lord. What is going on, Lord? The Lord said to me, my son, she is a principality from Satan. People of God, you need to be very careful, people that are on Facebook, especially people that are new in the Lord, that are studying with the Lord. You are getting so much confusion that you don't know what to believe now. You need to shut off your computer and go on prayer with the Lord. Shut off your computer for a week or two. Go on prayer with the Lord and read the Bible. And tell me in 2 weeks how you feel. Tell me if you don't see a difference in your life. I curse you well. I myself was speaking to demons online. When I started asking the Lord, Lord, why did I feel the way I feel? Why did I feel confusion coming into my life a few months ago? The Lord said, my son, because you are speaking to demons. And I said, Lord, but many of these people are claiming to be your sons and daughters. The Lord said to me, they are demons put by Satan online to confuse my people. You know, and then you have your obvious question, why did God allow this? But we must be tested. Satan, the reason God allows him to do what he does is to test God's people. God uses him to test his people. Eternity is such a great reward for us that we must be tested, and Satan is allowed to test us. Him that is a God will defeat the evil one, the Bible said. If we are born of God, the book of John, 1 John said, we will defeat the evil one. If we are truly of God, nothing that the devil does to us will hold us back or stop us from serving the Lord. Nothing. If we are truly called by God, if we are truly disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing in this world, our faith will defeat the world, the Bible says. We will defeat the enemy through Christ who is in us and we are in him. We cannot be defeated, the Bible says, if we are God. That is a promise we have from the Lord. Satan cannot defeat the Lord. It is impossible. It was impossible for Satan to hold the devil, the Lord, in the grave. No way. There was no way possible. There's no way possible for us. That's why the Lord said to his disciples, Lazarus is not dead. He's sleeping. It's impossible for the devil to kill any of us if we stay with the Lord. It's very important that you know this, people. Stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Be careful with the false prophets. Be careful with the demons and principalities that are teaching the word of God, that are deceiving God's people. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Get on your knees in your house or where you live and seek the Lord. Study his word. Study his word. Pray constantly. Pray to the Lord constantly to help you. Ask the Lord to lead you on every decision. Any decision, any major decision that you need to make in your life, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to lead you through his Holy Spirit. The disciple asked the Lord for leading through the Holy Spirit, and the Lord did let him. We can ask for the same thing. The Holy Spirit is here to lead us to all truth, so we don't be deceived by the enemy. Stay in prayer, fast at least one day a week with the Lord, and you'll see the difference in your life. Read the Bible. Let the Lord lead you, and you'll see the victory that you will have in your life. Doesn't matter who it is. It could be your own pastor. But if the devil's leading him, the devil will lead you through him. Be very careful. Don't receive false words that are not from God. Seek the Lord about the words. If you don't believe of anything I'm saying now, go to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer and ask the Lord if what I'm telling you is not from him, and he will direct you. He will direct your life. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ if what I'm telling you, every single word that I'm telling you, is not of him. Okay? It's not of him for him to tell you. Ask the Holy Spirit if every word that I'm giving you is not of God. And the Holy Spirit will tell you. I had a brother who did not believe I was from God. But listen to what he did. He did not believe I was a prophet of God. Okay? But he went on fasting and praying before the Lord. He waited almost 2 months in prayer and fasting to hear from the Lord whether I was a full prophet or not. And after almost 2 months, the Lord came to him and told him that I was his prophet, I was his servant, that he sent me to speak his word. All right. And all his doubt from that time on went on. When people online contacted him, because he's a true prophet of God also. I know this because in the moment I spoke with him, I asked the Lord, and the Lord said to me, he is my prophet. He speaks my